We're back.
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you, Mark.
Glad you had a nostalgic getaway.
Yes, that's true. That's exactly what it was. We to clarify for the listener, for 4th of July, we went up to, well, not just for 4th of July, but for a couple of weeks, actually, we went up to Minnesota, which is where I'm from. Got to see some sights from my childhood and
and
Megan's, and it was a good time.
Yeah.
A good time spent it with our family and some friends, and got to see some old friends and some old sights.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a neat thing. I know when we go back, sometimes my kids get tired of me saying that's where I went to school, and that, because we've gone back so many times, because family.
Yeah.
But this is the first time you've been able to take your kids back to be able to see some
maybe
of those.
Maybe in 5 years or so.
Oh, okay.
So,
gotcha.
You know, when we went last time, maybe Mia would have remembered some of the stuff, but we didn't necessarily go to all the things either. And it was, last time we were there was for Christmas, so it was more snow in that kind of thing.
Different. Completely different environment at that point from July 4th to Christmas time.
Speaking of different environment, I went and saw my childhood home.
Yeah.
And the trees.
Oh, really?
Just transformed. It's like, that's not the same place. It can't be. And it really is. But it just looks so different with all the mature trees around.
I bet.
When I remember, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
They weren't mature trees.
Yeah.
That's how old I am, you know. Like, I'm a mature tree myself.
How old are you, Justin? I'm a mature tree now.
That's right.
How many fingers do you hold up for that? You put them all
That's
up.
That's right. All of them. Yes.
Yeah. Well, neat. I'm glad you had a good time.
Yeah. And you too. You got to go see some your stomping grounds.
Yeah, yeah. We
grounds,
had the wedding. But, yeah. But like you say, we got to Pennsylvania, not quite up to our home, as I think Chris and I. But yeah, it was good.
New York being...
Yeah, that's where Chris and I established our home is in Southern Tier, New York. So,
As part of our trip, we went and saw the Lake Superior, which is always cool.
Yeah.
And when you go up to New York, do you see Lake Huron?
No. My brother's actually south of Erie, so I'll see,
Lake Erie,
that kind of thing.
You've been there then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're always fun to see.
Yep.
I feel like.
Yeah, I forget the little isle that's there. It's... I think of Pulaski, but that's, no, either way.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's islands.
It's a P.
You think of them.
It's a P name.
Gotcha. And
then, I was thinking of Michigan.
Yeah, but, there's a cool island in Lake Michigan, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that has its own little rocks. What are the little rocks?
Oh.
They have a little shimmer to them.
I don't know.
But they're only in
Linda
that
knows. She's probably shouting it right now. Sorry, Linda. You've become our placeholder for any listener.
Yeah, place where we can't think of the word.
Where we figure you're shouting it on the other end.
That's right.
But I didn't know if my kids would be that impressed with Lake Superior because ocean, right?
Sure.
But they were pretty blown away that they couldn't see across it, you know?
Yeah.
So that's cool.
Yeah.
It really is an impressive thing.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yes. Welcome to How I See It with me, Mark Pratt, and
Justin Sternberg. This is a podcast that works to counter cultural polarization through thoughtful conversations. So what topic are we discussing today?
Well, you brought it to the forefront, so I figure I'll let you introduce it if you'd like.
All right, sure. So we're going to talk about quitting. And why are we talking about quitting? Well, I think quitting can be a polarizing topic in the sense that quitting is generally looked at as being bad, you know? And I think, in many cases it is, right? The reason it's polarizing is because sometimes you got to quit, you know? So I think we're going to talk about, when it makes sense and what that stigma looks like and why there's a stigma and, and just kind of exploring that idea of quitting.
When it makes sense, are there times when it doesn't make sense?
Quitting?
Yeah.
Well, sure. I mean, I think, again, that's kind of the common, I would say the common prevailing wisdom is that you don't quit. You just don't quit. You stick to it. And I would agree with a lot of that, right? And that you need to have some stick-to-itiveness.
There you go.
And be able to stick through difficult things, push through, do hard things, you know, not quit when the going gets tough, that kind of thing.
Sure.
I think that's very important. I think you would probably agree, right?
Yeah. So what comes to mind for you? What specific eras or times do you think of for you specifically when quitting comes to mind? A time when you maybe should have and didn't, or did and wish you wouldn't have, that kind of thing. Do you have those experiences?
Yeah, you always got to get all personal with it. I'm going to dig deep.
It's time to hold your breath, Justin. We're going down.
Going deep. I got on the diving board. That's a good question. I think it is a personal thing for me. I mean, that's why I kind of added to our topic list, because there have been times. I may have mentioned it on here before, but probably haven't. But one of the ways I tend to stick to things too long, to the degree where, you know, I should give something up sooner than I do. But the way that I kind of determine, okay, it's time to move on from this thing, is usually when the pain is too great, right? Like,
okay,
it's impacting family, it's impacting, you know, kind of my psychic or psychology.
Sure.
What's the word for that? Mental health.
Psyche. Yeah.
Yeah. Or it's just taking away from things that are more important.
Okay.
And so often I get to the point where I realize I need to quit a thing after it's already kind of negatively impacting my life. And there's a phrase I overuse in my life, kind of like the stick.
Yeah.
I brought that up on our trip quite a bit. People were real tired of it. It was fun. That's giving me my sad claim to fame, the stick. Anyway, okay. Back to the, and let me go back deep again with you. He's still down there. I got to catch up.
I'm okay.
So the phrase I like to use is the grace runs out. So essentially, you know, I feel like God gives us grace to endure and, you know, do hard things, and his grace is sufficient, right? And there are lots of verses about how his grace, you know, equips us and enables us and gives us, and, you know, from my perspective, supernatural abilities to be patient when it doesn't make sense to be patient, or stick to something when it feels like, you know, most people would quit or whatever. And I believe grace enables a lot of that, versus like taking personal credit for being like,